And so, yeah, the next habit is, and this is the fifth habit, men get spooked, can get spooked very quickly. So tell us about that.
Well, spooking is when you're fishing for trout or something, the slightest little negative vibration scares them away. So men are lots of times when their guard, this is the principle, you spook a man when his guard is up and the woman's not at her best. But you hook a man when his guard is down and she is at her best.
Ah.
So when you first meet a guy, or particularly like if it's a blind date or a singles event, some kind of, you know, something that it's like a pickup bar, the man's got his guard up. So that's when you don't want to, you know, show your worst. And so really the secret, I think, for women on this one about not spooking them. Now, I've written a lot about that. Now, it could be something like she's not being hot or sweet or not a good person. She's not a good pal. She might have self-esteem thing. These are all these weaknesses. You don't want to expose them when his guard is up. But I think the key skill is to lower a guy's guard. And so women are always – they go, what are you talking about? How do you get a guy to lower his guard?
Yeah, because, I'm curious.
Well, get him to laugh.
Ah, okay.
Get him to laugh. Get him to laugh at himself. Here's another thing is have him observe you in action. So lots of times you're at a party, when you're talking to somebody else, he might be noticing you, how you're interacting.
Right.
Or he can watch you from a distance. And showing that you have, you know, that then he can admire you from a distance so that his guard is down because he's not really interacting face to face. When you're on a date or something, taking a walk together, this works lots of times, you know, like if you're stuck, just go walk, take a walk together because you're side by side. That's sometimes when you're eating, if you're side by side, you're actually looking in the same direction and it's less pressure. But I say another one is give them a case of brutal honesty. And that would be like a tasteful put down or something to show that you're like just like this regular cool person, that you're not trying too hard to impress them.
Okay.
I do that. You see, like a woman wants to do that to lower the guard of a man. I do that when I play volleyball with 20-year-olds. Because they're thinking, I don't want to play with this guy. You know, he's too old to be playing with me. So I'll drop the F-bomb. And they'll think, oh, he's cool, you know.
Yeah.
And so you'll notice comedians do that. They'll drop the F-bomb. And all of a sudden, all the guys in the audience start laughing.
Yeah. So it's kind of like establishing a rapport or a comfort level.
Yeah, in a cool kind of street way.
Yeah.
You just kind of admit something. You could admit a weakness or just something that's uncool. I had this one friend, I was watching a basketball game, and I ran up to the TV set, and I said, that guy's such a – and my friend said, man, that's so funny. And I thought, well, that's really weird. Guys can be like that. Amongst guys, that's how you build rapport, is you get really ticked off about something that you both don't like.
Right.
Anyway, it's just the whole idea of lowering his guard, because then it opens up a lot of things. You can just be yourself more.
I think that's so important, because so often, you know, when you're on a date, you're on your best behavior and you're really playing a role. So to get out of the roles and really allow the guard to be down, it makes for great opportunities to get in there, to get to know someone better and really kind of reveal yourself.
Right. It lowers attention, and even there was an old Academy Award-winning thing, Annie Hall, the movie.
Yes.
And in one of the scenes, Woody Allen says, let's just kiss right now and get over it. So they kiss, and they say, now we can relax and have fun.
Exactly.
So that's what you're trying to do. You lower the guard some way, and then you can go out and have fun. So that's really what I was trying to say.
That's very helpful. I like that a lot.